Hello and welcome back to Hard Fact Nigeria in Food Herring Put Harker, the number one talk station. I'm Dial. 13 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. Discussions are on right now. If you've been in the country for a bit, or even if you haven't, and you've been following what's been going on lately, you might remember, or you would recall, that today, February 10, was slated as the final deadline. February 10 is supposed to be D-Day for the phasing out of old Naira notes. In other words, they would no longer be considered legal tenders, and the newly redesigned Naira notes would take over from them completely. Now, that was the case until recently, when the Supreme Court issued an order halting giving effect to that deadline in a bid to entertain some substantive matter brought before it by three governors. I think that's February 15. But there's been some confusion exactly as to what exactly is going on right now, because there's been no official word from the CBN on the situation. Well, here's a story from the Punch newspaper. New Naira confusion deepens as CBN deadline ends today. Nigerians, especially bank customers, were gripped with confusion and uncertainty over whether today's deadline by the CBN for the phasing out of the old Naira notes still remains, or it has been suspended following the Supreme Court injunction obtained by some northern governors. The Supreme Court had on Wednesday ruled that the deadline should be suspended pending the determination of the case brought before it by the governors of Kaduna, Kogi and Zamfara states. The court has fixed February 15 to entertain the case. However, AGF, Minister of Justice Abubakar Malami SAN, in response to the suits late on Wednesday, among other things, said the Supreme Court lacked jurisdiction on the matter. Well, that's also been attended to somewhat. Other developments or some updates on the situation. You might remember, or maybe you're aware or not aware, that there's been a Council of State meeting held today. So here's some report on that from the cable. Council of State asked CBN to recirculate old Naira or print more new notes. Members of the Council of State have expressed support for the Naira redesign policy of the CBN. The Council, however, asked Gordon Emefiele, the CBN governor, to make new Naira notes available or recirculate old notes, the Easter suffered of Nigerians. The meeting held on Friday at the presidential villa was presided over by President Muhammadu Buhari, Darius Ishaku, Governor of Turaba, Babajide Sanwo-Olu of Lagos, Abubakar Malami, AGF, Minister of Justice, jointly briefed the State House correspondents on the outcome of the meeting. They said although the Council of State backed the CBN policy, the members expressed concerns about the implementation. The CBN was advised to make money available in quantum. The old money can also be recirculated to ease the suffering of the poorest of the poor. Let's talk about this situation, because, I mean, in spite of the Council of State meeting backing the CBN's Naira redesign policy, but raising concerns as to why the new notes are not, you know, circulating, you know, in large numbers across the country. But in spite of this, there's been no official word from the CBN on this situation. No doubt that is a very disturbing development indeed. So, hence the confusion that a lot of Nigerians are feeling and at this time. And I'm asking you, how is the Naira deadline confusion affecting the economy? How is it affecting your economy? Does it have any effect on you at all? Is it affecting your life? Is it affecting your commerce? Is it affecting your transactions in any way? Let's get your take. If we are streaming at this time, I think we might have some technical glitch with that, but we'll see if that's working out at this time or not. Once again, we'll see how that's played out right now. But I do have a guest joining me for this conversation. Joining me for the conversation right now is Michael Ogba, co-founder, CEO, and managing director of CTMO Technology Limited, micro lending institution. Michael Ogba also is a banker, economic strategist, former head agency banking with Access Bank Group with over 22 years of banking experience as well. Michael Ogba, good evening to you. Welcome to Hard Facts.
Thank you very much, Dayo, and good evening to your listener.
Right, so Michael, of course, you like most persons, or even more than most persons, are very much aware, and I've been keeping a keen eye on the situation. As specifically, your line of business, you deal directly with traders, market petty traders, market small business owners, basically, as Citiamo is a micro lending institution.
Yes.
Of course, I mean, there have been attendant issues with the narrow design situation and, you know, business models having to change. Your business model, for example, in dealing with your clients, a lot has had to change. The shock has been so abrupt, it's caused some shocks, no doubt about that. However, in the build-up to the deadline, even though that deadline is somewhat questionable right now, before Wednesday, when the Supreme Court gave its order, in the build-up to the deadline, which once again should have been today, how has commerce been affected, especially with small business owners and petty traders? In the build-up to the deadline, has there been any changes? Have there been any developments? What's been going on?
Yes, Dayo, thank you very much. Yes, in our business, we noticed that we were affected just like every other Nigerian. I will tell you how. You know, I did mention to you that before now, we used to give our customers cash. So we will give them cash, and when we are getting back our money, we'll go collect cash for them and pay into the company account. That has been the model we've been running prior to the CBN cashless issue and the Naira redesign. So what we've decided to do, and we've done that, we have over 100 customers that we have credited their account directly. So we no longer do cash. Now, the repayment period, because we give you 1 week to repay, so the repayment period has started in earnest. What we have noticed is that out of the 100, we have about 7 to 12 people that have had challenges paying back for no fault of theirs. Some of them, their bank applications are not working. Some of them went as far as taking picture of their current balance to send to us as a proof that they have this money. But because of the challenges that the applications of some banks are having, they've not been able to repay. And truly, I've also noticed there are a couple of banks, I don't want to mention them, that I ought to have received credit in my account, but those people were not able to pay back those funds just because of this. And it is also a result of the, the rushing by CBN to implement this thing. When people don't have cash, they resort to using alternative channels. And I'm not sure these alternative channels are built to withstand the magnitude of the volume of transactions that are going through this alternative channel. So almost all the banks are having challenges one way or the other with their apps, with their alternative channels. And don't forget, late last year, people started noticing that the technology and the IT department of banks are being affected by what we call the jackpot syndrome. People are relocating to UK, to US, to Canada, and the people that are most affected are the IT gurus, because these are highly jobs that are in high demand all across the world, and these people are living in droves. So coupled with the challenges they are having recently, yes, it's been affected.
How about once again, like, obviously there's been a huge shock in just about every industry of a business, including with small businesses. I think they might even be the ones most affected rather than the bigger businesses by this. However, today was to be the deadline. A couple of days ago, the Supreme Court issued an order restraining or halting that deadline because of some matter brought before it by some governors. Has the Supreme Court halting the deadline had any effect on businesses or commerce? But before you respond to that, we have to go for commercial break now. Headlines 5:30. We'll be back afterwards. Do please stay with us.
Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.
You
are tuned in to 99.3 Nigeria.
And now, Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Dayo.
Welcome back. 25 minutes ago, before 4 p.m., still had fans originally live from your number one talk station, 92.3 Nigeria Info, and Herempod Hakka Time Dial. Let's talk. And my guest, Michael Ogwa, co-founder, CEO of Sitiamo Technology Limited, still joins me by phone from Lagos. Hello, Michael. You're welcome back.
Thank you, Dayo, and thank you, dear listeners.
We're discussing new Naira confusion deepens as CBN deadline ends today. So today is to be, or was to be, the deadline for the phasing out of the old Naira notes, but consequent upon some order of the Supreme Court that has been put in question. The Supreme Court literally ordered the deadline be halted and the status quo be maintained. However, there's been no official word from the CBN on this, and that's in spite of a Council of State meeting that's held earlier today. I don't know if that's entirely over at this time. But Michael, I was asking you earlier on, before we had to go on the break, so the deadline was to be today. The Supreme Court has halted that situation. So has the Supreme Court's order halting the deadline had any effect or impact on commerce or businesses, for that matter?
Okay, so the latest information, like you have rightly said, the Council of State met earlier in the morning, and they came out to say they support CBN. They know the importance of what CBN is trying to achieve. Rather, that CBN should make more of the new notes available. If they are not able to do that, they should also make the old notes available for people to use, that the pressure on people and the suffering is too much and shouldn't be so. The Attorney General also said that the federal government is a law-abiding entity that wouldn't want to disobey the decision of the Supreme Court. That will only cause anarchy. So they have said both the federal government, the CBN, will adhere to what the Supreme Court has said. Supreme Court did not say, unlike the so many narratives erroneously going around, that what CBN is trying to do is wrong or right. No, what they just say is that maintain status quo until the 15th, which is next week Wednesday. It is that next week Wednesday that the whole motion will be looked into. And there are so many arguments. I've had time to listen to both parties, the people for it, the people against it. I don't think CBN Act allows the Supreme Court to adjudicate on the matter, but we'll leave that to next week Wednesday to know whether we should the deadline should be maintained, or there should be another decision of the Supreme Court to say, no, you must have. But for Nigerians, let us continue to exercise. And I've noticed prior to the deadline, like you mentioned, there are many more ATM facing this busing, as it were, the new Naira note. And so many banks, especially in Lagos, I don't know about Port Harcourt and other cities in Nigeria, they are now friendlier. They allow you to come in because you can withdraw 20,000 across the counter. And either you do that or you can use your ATM to withdraw. And they are providing canopies for their customers. They are giving customers water. And they are a bit more considerate, as it were. When the pressure is too much, they allow you to go to the gate and transact from there. So, yeah, those are the latest developments. And I believe it can only get better. Nobody has come out to say what CBN is trying to do is wrong. Everybody is saying it is right, but the wrong timing and what have you. And you can't divorce it from politics like we discussed the other day. But the jury is out, Dayo.
In spite of the Supreme Court halting the deadline, even though you said the situation has somewhat improved in Lagos, I imagine, of course, that is the case. But I still feel that it's still not as widely circulated as would have been ideal, even in Lagos, even though the situation has improved somewhat. Unfortunately, the situation in Rivers State here is nothing close to being as good, if I may use the word good, as things are in Lagos. It's still a very bad situation. There's a major scarcity of the naira notes. Even the old ones are somewhat scarce as well, let alone the new ones. So what has been the effect of the lingering scarcity of naira notes on commerce and businesses even till now? Is it having any impact, or are small business owners in Lagos simply moved on with internet banking or online transactions or POS or transfers?
Yes, the answer is yes. I had a colleague of mine the other day. We were going somewhere and she saw the plantain she wanted to buy. And she then asked the plantain seller, "Do you receive transfer?" He said, yes. And it was transacted using that process. And funny enough, some ridiculous other things she wanted to buy. Incidentally, the sellers were able to also accept transfer. So what that means is that people have moved on. If you don't have the cash and you still have to transact, you have to find ingenious way of doing that. And that is what I think a lot of people have resorted to. I was listening to Femi Adesina, the interview he granted. He said he has only used 6,000 in the last couple of days. And that shows you what is happening. People are finding alternative ways of achieving the same thing without necessarily using cash. There is it on social media, Instagram. You see people selling puff. They will write the account number and carry it on their chest or behind them or stick it to whatever wares they are selling, telling people you can still buy, but just make a transfer. And that is the new normal. It's becoming increasingly the way to go. So whether we like it or not, I think CBN is somewhat achieving the cashless environment they are trying to achieve one way or the other.
Hmm. All right. How about the other trend that we have witnessed lately, especially with filling stations? I don't know if that is the situation in Lagos, but definitely it has become something of a trend here in Port Harcourt. And the federal government apparently is aware of that situation now. And I talked about this earlier on my show today. For example, this story from the Punch newspaper: FG vows sanctions for fuel marketers rejecting POS transfers. It's been reported widely that here in Port Harcourt, for example, you have some filling stations refusing to accept other forms of payment from those who come to buy gas or to buy petrol, insisting that they must pay with cash, and not even giving them the option of POS or transfers, insisting they must pay with cash. And as has been reported as well, the point is so they can aggregate the cash and then sell to POS operators. As a matter of fact, some caller mentioned on my show yesterday that he went to buy petrol and the attendant insisted that he must pay with cash that he had just got from a POS operator, for which he paid significantly higher than what he should have paid a POS operator to get the cash. So he didn't have a choice. He had to part with that cash to fill up his tank. And then the attendant told him that if he needs the cash back, he should come back later at night at about 9 or 10 p.m. to buy back the cash. The federal government has responded to that, mandating the NMTPRA to address that situation. Is this commonplace, or is this happening in Lagos as well?
It is. I will tell you my personal experience. So, for the past 3 weeks, I wake up 5 a.m. on Sunday morning to go get fuel, because that's the best time that you have the least queue. So, I usually go to Awolowo Road. There is an NMPC filling station on Awolowo Road. The previous 2 weeks, I go with my car, I fill my car, I buy the keg for generator and for keeping at home. So it has worked the previous 2 weeks. The last week, the last Sunday, I went there. 3 people have been sacked, 3 attendants. They say that you can't buy in keg anymore. You only buy in your car. And I fill my car to the brim. I have 2 jerry cans in my car, 150 liters, 135 liters. I then drove off. Awolowo Road has so many filling stations. When I got to Forte Oil, I don't know the name now, the first filling station you get at Awolowo Road. I saw that the queue was not much. I entered there. They said you must pay. I said, everything humanly possible to find alternative way of buying for the cash. Incidentally, you can buy with cash. They don't have qualms with that. But they insisted you must have cash. Awolowo Road to my house, driving is not up to 5 minutes. So I said, okay, hold on, I'll go get cash. I came back home. I got cash. The cash, I did everything to collect from Lotus Bank. I had to take cash, 14,000 naira. I went back to the filling station, paid them cash, and got my 75 liters filled up. I then drove home. So you are right. I then heard that they are selling that cash all of us are paying, because they said if it is not cash, you can't buy any fuel in that filling station. They eventually sent the same cash to the operators, the POS operators. And I'm happy you have said that the federal government has intervened, because it was becoming a trend, which is very, very nonsensical. I don't see the logic behind it. If the ATM is not working, the POS, it will decline or something. Show me evidence that all has... They were just taking advantage of poor Nigerians. And that speaks to a bigger, bigger problem for you and I, Dayo. Citizens of Nigeria and the problem for Nigeria. Because if they can take advantage of this situation, it shows you that if they are the politicians, they will do the same. If they are in a position of authority, they will do worse than these corrupt people we are trying to change. So it's a malice, it's a Nigerian thing, and it is evil.
Join the conversation right now, if you will. The line's open. Call 070-093-093. Once again, that's 070-093-093. Apologies, you cannot send a message via Facebook or Twitter at this time. Seem to be having some glitches with that, but I'm certain to be resolved as soon as possible. However, once again, do call 070-093-093. That's 070-093-093. Let's take a call now. Hello, Hard Fact, you're welcome. Please go ahead. All right, go ahead. Once again, 070-093-093 is the number to call. 913, hello, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Hello, Dayo. Good evening.
Go ahead.
I'm calling from Isoko. But the issues of a CBN is very too much. Because the old money now, we can't afford it, talkless of the new currency. So I don't know. We are waiting on the 15th. We are waiting. Nigeria is waiting.
All right, crazy half for me. Hard Facts, you're welcome. 070-093-093. Now, Michael, why do you suppose that there is still a scarcity of the Naira? And by the way, not just the new Naira notes, even the old Naira notes are scarce now as well. But before you respond to that, Hard Facts, you're welcome. Please go on.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is my first time of calling.
Good to hear from you. Go ahead, hello? Please.
I can hear from you. What I'm asking is that when will this problem stop? When will this problem stop? That there's no old Naira notes, there's no new Naira notes. What are we going to do in the rural areas where we are? We are not seeing it in this place. We are not seeing even new Naira notes. Since from the beginning to this day, I have never touched new Naira notes. What are we going to do in this place? We are not seeing any improvement. Even new Naira notes, old Naira notes, they have locked up everything in bank. What are we going to do? Hello?
Yeah. Good to hear from you. Thanks for your contribution, sir. Yeah. You said the first time. Hope to hear from you again. Hard Fact, welcome. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Hi, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is okay. Dayo, please, I have an issue. This new Naira notes, I have been debited almost twice from the police station when I tried to get there. And I have not had time to go to bank because of the crowd in bank. So, but the problem I have now is that today I went to buy something from keepers. I was surprised the keepers were telling me they were not collecting the old cash. I was forced to use my access bank on the process again, my sales bank has been declined for past 3-4 days now. I don't know the reason why. So I'll have to use my GP to do the transaction with it and approved. Now, the problem we have is close to my house here in Greta here, there's a fuel station. Whenever they have fuel, they hardly collect cash. They will hardly collect POS. You must ask you for cash. Just like what that madam was saying.
Turn off your radio set, please. And please get to your point quickly.
So, but the problem is, I want the government, or is it the governor, whoever, to look into this cash of ATM that some of the police stations are not collecting. It's giving us, that's the POS they are not collecting. It's giving us a lot of stress. That's another way to ease it out.
Oh, my. All right, sorry about that. And but once again, please do remember, and I did tell the caller, once you call the live radio show, do turn off your radio set. It's expedient to do so, or else we can't have a conversation. So, Michael, as we wrap up the conversation right now, why is the Naira, why are Naira notes still scarce? Why are they still not widely circulated? Whether the old notes or new notes? Yes.
Yes, the answer is simple. CBN has said that they have withdrawn 1.9 trillion naira, so, and they have about 900 billion left of the old currency. So it is clear that a lot of old naira has been mopped up by CBN. So yes, there is a scarcity of the old currency. For the new one, there is a psychological problem. It's a behavioral change. The same reason why Nigerians, when they see their fuel scarcity, they will fill their tank, they will buy in jerrycan, and they keep at home. When there is no fuel scarcity, they don't keep so much at home, and even if they are driving off half tank, they will be okay. It's the same thing. People are getting this new Naira note. They are keeping it at home. They are not using it. They are not spending it. If you allow them, they will continue to withdraw 20,000 every day till eternity. It is a psychological behavioral change. And thirdly, added to that, is politicians are giving money on crediting people, literally, for them to go and withdraw this new Naira note, for them to use for road buying, whether we like it or not. I see a lot of people creed, and these are people that don't have 20,000 ordinarily in their account before now. They go there, make withdrawal 3 times in a week, 5 times in a week. What are they using the money for? We are our own problem. That's the reason. For the person that complained about the charges and the discrepancies for his account, just take a picture of that. If you can take a snapshot of it, if you can get evidence of the problems you are having, write to every bank, copy CBN. They have their website, they have their email addresses. Copy it, write to them, copy CBN. CBN has what they call Consumer Protection Department of CBN. Copy them, and you'll see that your problem will be sorted out. After this whole problems we are having, you will get justice for what you have suffered. Thank you, Dayo.
I think we have to wrap up the conversation on that note. Many thanks for being a part of it. And thanks to my guest, Michael Ogba, is CEO, Sitiamo Technology Limited. Michael, many thanks for your time.
Thank you.